Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got ominous new developments with Israel saying that they are strongly looking at nuking Iran. And it looks like the sanctions will go through at the UN to start boarding all the Iranian ships in act of war. I have mainstream news articles where all over the world governments are putting software in black boxes in people's homes, including the U.S. Federal government's moving for that to track everything you do on the Internet and also censor what you can see. Housing sales are down by an all-time record, breaking all the previous records the last 2 years, of 33%+. We have just incredible tyrannical news. People are being arrested all over the country for sending mildly critical emails to the U.S. Senate and House. That's right. If you send an email saying, "You're crazy, don't cut my unemployment benefits, I'll starve," arrested. Mainstream news, feds with straight faces, with the full email, saying that if something is, quote, annoying, you will go to jail. If it annoys a politician, oh, you didn't know they passed a law in 96 that if you annoy a politician, you go to prison? Kind of like Lieberman a few days ago was on CNN saying, well, don't worry, we do need the power like China to shut off the web, but we won't use it very often. I'm going to play that clip today. It's all happening. This is bona fide, hot, naked, very abusive, ultra-dangerous, real tyranny. It's brazen. It's out in the open. It is naked as a jaybird, as they say. But don't worry about any of that news and information. Minutes before I went live, in the closing minute of the game, the United States in South Africa, with Bill Clinton looking on, beat Algeria 1-0. And they weren't going to win. If they tied again, they were going to be out of it. And England bloodied, but still made it and beat the team they were playing. So everything is fine, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is fine. It doesn't matter if there's deadly sodium fluoride in your water. Doesn't matter if there's cancer viruses in every major vaccine that's looked at. Doesn't matter if the Times of India admits conclusive government studies that fluoridation of water has caused massive deformities in their population and death and retardation. That's mainstream news today. But they get IMF World Bank money to do it because the IMF World Bank cares a lot about your teeth, let me tell you. None of that matters. World War III doesn't matter. The bank's taking everything over. Doesn't matter. We had the game on here in the office, and the guys were looking down, some of them. They're good guys. They know what's going on. They're hardworking. But still, they're smiling right now, folks, because we got England fans and U.S. fans here in the office, and they won, and we're saved. And then I watched as the U.S. won. There were people dressed in clown suits, in red, white, and blue clown outfits, jumping up and down, and the ESPN zoomed in on that and said, "Look at these good Americans." And they cut to Bill Clinton being congratulated. Bill Clinton, I'll guarantee you, could care less about soccer, but he knows it's a good PR move to be there and be seen as a fan of soccer. It's like at NASCAR. You know, oh, look, I like NASCAR. Look, I like soccer. I like football. What he likes is cocaine and hookers and ripping people off as a con man and raping women. Remember all that in the court hearings, biting them on the face while he slaps them and chokes them? But it's okay. He's a nice guy. He likes the World Cup. And so I thought we could have the new American flag be an ostrich with its head in the sand, or maybe a man in a fetal position licking a thug with black boots on, or maybe even better, Bozo the Clown, a red, white, and blue Bozo the Clown. Because it cut to four guys in Bozo the Clown outfits in red, white, and blue with giant red, white, and blue Afro clown wigs on, just jumping up and down with their tribal warlike energy, distracted off into the World Cup. Itself a global government brainwashing scenario. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying soccer's bad. I'm not saying football's bad. I'm not saying liking sports is bad, especially if you compete in it. My issue is we're going to hell in a handbasket. The world is collapsing into tyranny right now, and we better get as fired up about liberty and defending it as soccer. This is Alex Jones.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, the United States and England beat their rivals narrowly in South Africa. So everything is fine, ladies and gentlemen. We can all now have pride in ourselves. We live in England or the United States. We can all feel satisfied as we lose our liberties, our freedoms, our standard of living, as we're forcibly medicated with sterilization and brain-damaging chemicals in U.S. government documents admitting it. It's just wonderful. And I am the bad person for even criticizing the World Cup. I am bad saying our priorities are screwed up. I admit it, and I apologize right now at the start of the show to watch people dressed up in Bozo the Clown outfits in red, white, and blue yelling and screaming in vitriolic rapture through a false triumph. I mean, they didn't win the game. They're not out on the field. To see dehumanization at this level, the bread and circus rampant, as my beloved republic collapses into the sea, and as the Gulf of Mexico turns into a dead zone, and, I'm the bad man. And I admit it today, and I apologize. All right, here's the deal. We're taking your phone calls on any issue, economic, military, political. You can talk about the McChrystal situation that I didn't say much about yesterday. I wanted to analyze it. I do have my comments today coming up in the next hour. Talk about the latest Gulf developments. I always let people call in and plug stuff, and it's gotten out of control because what happens is people just flood the lines. You want to plug something. And so it doesn't turn into any type of information or debate. It's just people plugging things. So today, we're going to have a plug-free day. We're still going to have days where you can call in and plug, but we're going to have a plug-free day today. And in the first hour, we're going to have first-time callers because I want to hear from you and get your take on what's happening in the world. It's very thought-provoking and takes us in different angles. So here is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Now, let me just read to you the stacks of news I have here. I'm seeing more and more cases of individuals who send not even threatening emails to Congress who are being arrested. The Huffington Post, the AP, the Salt Lake City papers have reported on it. Here's a story I've got. It says, Nat Hentoff, Philadelphia man indicted for using right to free speech. And we've covered this before, but now I'm seeing new cases of this. His message to Senator Bunning staffers, he was watching the floor hearings about getting rid of unemployment benefits, and he said, are you insane? No checks equal no food for me. Do you get it? And the FBI came and has arrested him, and he's charged, and under the Telecommunications Act of 1996, Section 1934, and that's the one that put, by federal law, all cell phones track you in real time and can physically listen to you with the NSA dial-in. That's what took over the radio and TV stations and put the government control boxes in the last piece of equipment in the chain before broadcast or transmission. Well, also in the act, in Section 1934, it says, did utilize a telecommunication device that is a computer, whether or not communication ensued, without disclosing his identity and with the intent to annoy, abuse, threaten, and harass any person who received the communication. And, of course, the guy sent it from his email, but they still say, well, because you didn't identify yourself and because you annoyed by calling him insane, you are facing felony charges right now. See, when I read something like that, I think about the clip from 2 days ago of Lieberman, who's also got legislation in the Senate with John McCain that allows the secret arrest of citizens for any reason, including intelligence gathering, by the president, attorney general, joint chiefs of staff, or any of their designates. Anyone in the government who wants to put a bag over your head and put you in a van and you disappear forever. Only an act of Congress, this is in the legislation, you've heard Napolitano, by the way, he's on tomorrow, Judge Andrew Napolitano talk about that. It's not just me saying it. If you want to read the bill, at least take Napolitano's word for it. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, that you disappear into an absolute black hole and only an act of Congress can find out where you are. That is beyond the Nazis, beyond the Soviets, beyond Mao. Oh, the Nazis and the Soviets and the Chinese communists and the Pol Pot nuts and all of them, they would have on paper all these wonderful rights you had. They would just, under the table, do whatever they wanted and make you sign fake confessions and things. Now, no, not in America. No, they have White House memos ordering torture. Bush brags about ordering torture. No one gets in trouble for it, even though it's illegal in the administration. Obama continues it, expands it. And all these people, last time I checked, it's over 38 people in prison for torture in Afghanistan and Iraq who followed directives from the Pentagon directly from the White House on record. You rot in prison, Bush runs around on TV talking about how he ordered the torture. Now, that is bona fide tyranny. The real McCoy, it doesn't get any more slithering and evil than that. Oh, man, I tell you, things are just upside down. And so we're entering the vortex now, and the new Cybersecurity Act, separately, they don't care if it doesn't pass. Kind of like Obama says he's going to use the EPA to implement the carbon taxes through the power plants and the gas pumps and the oil wells. And, of course, BP is all part of this, playing the part of the bad guy in this Shakespearean theater right now, the villain, kind of like Jesse Ventura played the villain in World Federation Wrestling. And Obama just says, you will give me $20 billion. And of course, BP says, yes, sir. Again, setting that precedent that he's the dictator. And it's the office that is the dictatorship. Puppets come and go. They'll discard him, no doubt, in the next 2.5 years. I saw this coming when I made the Obama deception out 2 months into his administration, being produced the day he was elected. We went into full production mode in November of 2008. And I said he would be discarded, that he would be a one-term president. I could see it in the cards. I could see it in the tea leaves, as plain as the nose on my face, or the sun rising in the morning, setting in the evening. 100%. As they built up the messianic leader only to make him the scapegoat puppet. And you now see all these people getting ready to leave his administration, rats scurrying away from the sinking ship, Emmanuel and others. And then there'll be a big victory by the Republicans as they pour in and stage a new terror attack and launch some more wars. And suddenly, Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann will suddenly report on government staged terror and the New World Order and how it's all a Republican creature. And then suddenly the Republicans on Fox News will play the part of the establishment saying there's no New World Order. Oh, right now they talk about it endlessly. So, see, that's just one article there that I do want to get more into. But look at this. Black South Carolina Republican poised to go to Congress. Voters in South Carolina nominated a black Republican lawmaker. Oh, I thought they're all racist. Tea Party. He's the Tea Party person. Voters in South Carolina nominated a black Republican lawmaker for an open congressional seat Tuesday, rejecting a legendary political name and adding diversity to the national party. State Rep. Tim Scott defeated Paul Thurmond, the son of Strom Thurmond. By the time he left Congress, couldn't even talk. An attorney who is the son of the one-time segregationist U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond. Scott, who won the runoff with 69% of the vote. See, that's the majority of those voters who happen to be lily white. Voting for the black man. Boy, what's Chris Matthews going to do with that one? I wouldn't mind having a completely black Congress if they'd get rid of the income tax and leave my Second Amendment alone. I wouldn't mind. What color? You could have green-skinned people in the Congress, but that's not going to happen, is it? There aren't any green-skinned people, I guess, unless you've been in a prison. State Representative Tim Scott defeated Paul Thurmond, son of legendary Senator Strom Thurmond. Scott, 44, owns an insurance business and became the first black Republican in the South Carolina legislature in more than a century when elected 2 years ago. Before that, he served 13 years on Charleston County Council. And you know why you didn't have a black Republican get elected there? Because they never ran. Blacks just think they're not welcome at tea parties, because the media tells them, or they think they're not welcome to run as a Republican. Of course, statistics show they get elected even more often when they actually run than Democrats. And this guy is the Tea Party candidate. So what's the message here? Whether it's Kentucky or Pennsylvania or Hawaii or Colorado or Utah, whether it's Democrat or Republican, the anti-incumbent wins, the anti-establishment person wins, the person that isn't seen as the establishment candidate wins in every race. That's why they've got establishment people posing as anti-establishment running against the two sisters. You know, the two globalist senators, they're not really sisters, but spiritually they are. Financially they are. Globally they are. Big government anti-gun they are in California. Of course, they'll have Republicanoids like Schwarzenegger types getting elected as the new female senators. Because every incumbent is falling. Every person running in primaries as a pro-establishment person is falling. But what do you see out of all the establishment Republican organs who attack me every day? Washington Post today. They say Republicans better watch it. They better mediate their message. They better not sound like Alex Jones. That's in the Washington Post and four other big publications I saw today. Saying don't be like Alex Jones. Yeah, because if you talked like me, you'd win and nothing could stop you if you just told the truth. People want hardcore reality. They want angry people. They want to take their country back. So the media is like, no, don't do that.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Yeah, before we know it, another generation will pass like a rustle in the leaves in the autumn. Before you know it, we'll all be in the catacomb, the graveyard. Our ashes poured into the sea. And will the World Cup victor of 2010 matter then? Or will the course we chart for humanity that's being decided right now, will that be what is remembered? I want to have an effect on the future. I have a love affair with the past, the present, and the future. I want future generations to have more liberty than I've had. More freedom than I've had. Not less. That's what it's really all about. And all the great thinkers, the great philosophers, the sages have come to that realization. And to see that great truth robbed from modern humanity, to see us turned into these creatures, these slaves of media diversions, is a sad thing. Your call's coming up in the next segment. But the good news is, black Republican elected in South Carolina, or won the primary, now up against the Democrats, and he trounced the Republican he was running against 69%, because he's the anti-establishment person. He's the pro-Tea Party in the fetter. Just like Rand Paul. And they'll probably come out and claim that, you know, Representative Tim Scott doesn't like black people because he's black. I mean, or they may put a white guy up on TV and tell people that's him and that he wants to get rid of the Civil Rights Act. I mean, there's no telling the type of hoaxes. I'm not joking here. They may just put up a white guy on TV on MSNBC and say, I mean, they'll go that far. They put fake Bin Laden videos out. They want it to be about racial politics, because if black people and Hispanics and other so-called minority groups, Americans, you're told you're a minority, you're told to stay separate. And a lot of it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, where then blacks and others don't feel like they're welcome at a Tea Party. And then finally, after a year and a half of the media saying this, if they show up at a Tea Party or any type of any other political demonstration, people may then look at them and feel uncomfortable. Because all they've been told all day is that they're a white racist, and so they're sitting there thinking, does this black person think I don't like them? And then people are uncomfortable. Instead of talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, instead of talking about Goldman Sachs ripping us off, instead of talking about impending war with Iran, getting closer and closer every second, no, we're all obsessed on our gender and our region and our religion and how much melanin we have in our skin. And they teach it in school in the name of diversity, to teach the little kids to actually see each other's differences and feel guilty, so that then the state can referee all of the gang mentality, tribalism that's accentuated. Oh, it's all very craftily done, but the system is panicking. Every establishment candidate, when they've had off elections in the last year and a half, has been swept out. And in every primary, the anti-establishment candidate, be they Democrat or Republican, is winning the primaries. And because the Republicans are seen as being out of power, now when they run these anti-establishment Democrats and anti-establishment Republicans up against each other in November, you're going to see Republicans sweep. Probably get the Senate, guaranteed to get the House. Unless Obama and his handlers stage a new Iran war. Or a big false flag. Or continue to let the Gulf degenerate. And they may do all three or more. They've got all sorts of curveballs up their sleeve. They're up there at the mound. The American people are up at bat. Will we fall for all their tricks? It's real simple. It's kind of like the American people are a golfer getting up to tee, and Chris Matthews, under his breath, you know, coughs and then says the N-word right before the black golfer hits the ball to try to make the black golfer get flustered. It's all distractions, it's all diversions, it's all sabotage tricks, little hoaxes, little manipulations by a pack of crooks that run the Republican and Democratic parties and who are losing control at every level. And so that's why they've rammed the accelerator down to the metal. And they are committed. So the battle is joined. Look at this. Blagojevich wanted to get a good gig in D.C., Chicago 2 News reports. That's come out in court, and he's saying that it was all with Axelrod and Obama and Emanuel. Well, of course. I mean, again, it's on record that Emanuel had BP paying for his expensive apartment for years. Totally illegal. I mean, they're a pack of Chicago mafia. The most brazen of it. I mean, they make Richard Nixon look like a choir boy. All right, we're going to come back, go to your calls, and I'll get into all the rest of the news. Iran, McChrystal, economic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here in just a moment. It's back in the news today, WDSU television reporting. The federal government is not allowing sand berms. And so much of talk radio and the media is acting like this is new. I remember a week into this, the states and counties were trying to put berms up to block the estuaries and wetlands, and the feds were there telling them no. I mean, this has been going on for 60 days at least. I mean, this was going on a couple days into the event. And what is it, day 65? I don't know. Before we go to your calls, I want to remind the listeners that we have an online video bookstore at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We actually have two shopping carts now for you to choose from. You can also call the toll-free number and ask about different combos and specials that we're offering. It's 888-253-3139. Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama is such an important film to be seen because people are now really ready to see this guy for what he is. And by understanding Obama, you then shatter the left-right paradigm and understand how these offshore banks and corporations through private intelligence mole networks have taken control of our government and our society and how these elites brag about their unelected power over our society. So this is America's last stand. Fall of the Republic documents how an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the U.S. economy by design. Our leaders are now declaring that world government has arrived, that the dollar will be replaced with a new global currency. President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. A scientific dictatorship is in its final stages of completion, and laws protecting basic human rights are being abolished worldwide. An iron curtain of high-tech tyranny is now descending over the planet. A worldwide regime controlled by an unelected corporate elite is implementing a planetary carbon tax system that will dominate all human activity and establish a system of neo-feudal slavery. The image makers have carefully packaged Obama as the world's savior. He is the Trojan horse manufactured to pacify the people, just long enough for the globalists to complete their master plan. This film reveals the architecture of the New World Order and what the power elite have in store for humanity. More importantly, it communicates how we, the people, can retake control of our government, turn the criminal tide, and bring the tyrants to justice. It's got an Oath Keepers extra in it and a lot more. Fall of the Republic, you can get it as low as $8 a piece when you get it with combo deals and specials at InfoWars.com. You can get some of the T-shirts for as low as $5.95 a piece, some of the other films for as low as $4.95, like Loose Change Final Cut. We've got so many great documentaries, Fabled Enemies, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Of course, our newest film that we produced, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, is just so important to chronicle the crimes of the globalists, how they operate, what their goal is with world government. Over 100 clips of world leaders calling for world government and new world order. This is a great basic primer, an overall view for anybody you want to wake up. Yes, I know you know all about this, but your friends, your neighbors, your family, they're finally ready to hear the truth. So again, get Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined at InfoWars.com. And we have four new T-shirts we just got in yesterday. So they're now up on the shopping carts. One that has an American flag with barbed wire across the front. And it says Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. It'll be a great way to start conversations, to explain to people that freedom is under attack. We've got another classic style In the Fed shirt that says In the Fed, Save the Republic, InfoWars.com on the front and back. Just a lot of great new shirts up on InfoWars.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or the P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, let's go to your calls. Please have your point, your question ready. I will attempt to not belabor and comment too long on what you have to say, because I do want to try to get in as many people as possible. Wayne in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. Hello.
Good. Good to talk to you.
I've been about a 10-year listener, first time I've ever been able to get through.
Welcome.
I was listening to the Power Hour this morning, and they had a geologist on talking about the Gulf oil thing, and he was talking about old oil and new oil.
Yeah, abiotic oil, and then the oil that comes from dead plant and animal life.
Right, like fossil fuel. But he was saying, if it's old oil, fossil fuel, it may run 3, 4, 6 months. But if it's the other kind of oil, he said it could go forever because it's just being created right now.
Well, generally, 10,000-foot wells, 15,000-foot wells, 18,000, 20,000, and on, generally they do end up running dry, or at least slowing. They have a really kind of a parabolic growth rate, a whole bunch at first for a year or two, and then slowing down over a decade. That's the average from the research I've done. I'm no expert, but I've tried to research it. But yes, they do believe, more and more geologists, that there are abiotic areas, and that's why so many of the old wells drilled in the United States and Europe that were drilled 50 years ago, 70 years ago, 100 years ago are filling back up. And so more and more evidence shows that there is such a thing as fossil fuel. There is fossil oil, but there's also, and fossil coal, but there's also abiotic. And so that's a really good point you make, and we've covered that. Anything else, Wayne?
No, that he'd just be a good guest to get on because he knew what he was talking about, and I've heard you kind of touch on it in the past.
Yeah, what was his name? What was his name?
About it, because that means oil companies are lying to us forever about running out.
Sure, what was his name?
It was Chris something. It was on the Power Hour this morning.
All right, I'll look into it, sir. I appreciate it. All right, thank you. Let's talk to Ronald in Texas. Ronald, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones, first-time caller. I'm really happy to be on the air with you. Hey, I have a funny analogy with this General McChrystal situation going on.
Yes.
I just moved, and I wasn't used to the shower, getting out of the shower here, and I slipped yesterday and cracked my toe on the edge of the shower and just busted it all up. It was all black and blue today. Well, I'd like to use this for an analogy of breaking the anatomy of Barack Obama with the thousand cuts method here, and I think in the long run, we're going to be okay because this McChrystal guy here, he kind of exemplifies what's going to happen in the future if they're trying to come take our guns and whatnot here in the States. I mean, they're just going to turn on him basically when he starts making demands that don't make sense to these ground troops who have real kind of real bearing here with the United States and have lived here their whole lives and know how it really should be and how it has been in the past.
Well, I'll say this. I have studied McChrystal for the last year and a half. I was aware of his bio before he was appointed the head of the Afghan operation. And, of course, we saw that first meeting with McChrystal and Obama on Air Force One, and it was reported that it was an uncomfortable meeting. Obama has always been uncomfortable around military brass because he's effeminate. He's fake. And I mean, I could care less being in a room with a bunch of generals. That doesn't impress me. But you know, these, I mean, look, Obama was probably never even allowed, and from what I've read, to have a BB gun, much less a firearm. And so he was brought up by parents who were openly communist, working, of course, for big banking foundations. And so all of these people are incredibly domesticated. It's like that British documentary maker who came down here for Chris Matthews to interview me. She saw a gun under my broadcast desk on a shelf. This is my studio. I'm here. I protect myself. I'm not living in fear. I'm not going to get on my knees if somebody comes in here after me. You know, some type of criminal thug or something or some nut. I'm going to defend myself. And she began hyperventilating, got scared, couldn't talk. Tears started coming out of her eyes. Like she was so scared, like she'd seen a ghost or Freddy Krueger. And after about a minute, she went, gun. It was a famous case of Ron Silver, Hollywood person at Bill Clinton's inauguration back in the early 90s. And right in front of a news reporter, he said, "I can't believe they have F-16s flying over us. That's threatening towards us. That's how disconnected, you know, kind of the foot soldiers are, not the higher-level globalist controllers." But they create these domesticated slaves and then turn them loose. And Hillary turned to him right in front of the Washington Post reporter and said, "Those are our jets now." And so they are really scared of guns, of uniforms, of anything, because they think that the uniform is like attached to the gun. And so, I mean, these are really, I mean, look at Elena Kagan. I mean, this woman looks like a caricature of an evil goblin. Look at Obama. He looks like he's plastic or something, like a space alien. Obama doesn't look human because he's used so many drugs and, well, other things. But look, side issue, I appreciate your call. I mean, I don't know what I can really say about McChrystal. McChrystal is corrupt, period. I mean, you just go bad to worse with these politicians and generals. Now, Admiral Fox Fallon, 3 years ago, it came out, did refuse to launch a preemptive nuclear strike on more than 100 different sites. Some were regular conventional bunker busters. Others were to be, quote, pinpoint nuke, mini nuke bunker buster attacks. He refused and resigned. And the way he resigned without making it a bigger hubbub is he gave an interview to Esquire and criticized Bush and then resigned. And I don't like to come out and say something just a day or two into it without having proof. But we have enough evidence of how this has been done in the past. Instead of, say, being a Roman general who's disgraced and committing seppuku, I guess the Japanese call it that, ritual suicide. The Romans did that before the Japanese, by the way, with a dagger to the stomach. Or they'd have their second, their aide-de-camp, drive a sword down over their shoulder, in between their shoulder blades and their heart on the left side. That was another way. Or they'd have one of their aides chop their head off I've been disgraced here, chopped my head off, because they knew how quick life was. It was really no big deal. Time to die. Now they don't do that. They don't commit seppuku. They don't jab a dagger into their lower abdomen and pull it up into the heart. That's part of the tough guyness, that you're able to stick the knife in on the right-hand side of your stomach, draw it through the liver, the spleen, the kidneys, touch the back of the spine, and then jerk upwards with the dagger into the left-hand side under the rib cage. If you're a real man, you're able to complete the cut slowly and jab it up. I mean, that's what people used to be like. Look at the domesticated people we are today. I mean, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just, the Japanese showing off on how they could gut themselves properly. And then if they had a problem, someone stood behind them and chopped their head off. But side issue, generals don't do that anymore. Kind of like the Greek women would say to the Spartan men, come home with your shields or on them. That is, come back victorious. Don't turn and run, because if armies turn and ran, they would drop their weapons to be able to get away quicker. Come home with your shields or on them. See, that's what humans are, folks, not these domesticated jellyfish that we've become. All right, I'm digressing. The way these generals tend to commit seppuku now is with a parting shot claiming it's an accident. And they find the biggest publication they can, Esquire, Rolling Stone, and they play these liberal leftists. McChrystal's never made a mistake like this in his decades of being an officer. And they let them come in and hear the disdainful comments about Obama and all of his effeminate servants and Holbrooke dithering and being a mentally ill coward and all of this. And pointing out that if we're going to be there, we need more troops to win this. Just like Vietnam generals would say, you're not there to win it, McChrystal. You're there to be in a long, protracted quagmire to sit on top of the $500 billion a year and smack the opium, the heroin, the good stuff, being shipped all over the world. And McChrystal, the word I got from military, actually, and this is from different sources, did not like. In fact, get Anthony Schaefer on. He'd even talked about this, three or four months ago with us. McChrystal is, and the whole Army doesn't like the CIA taking over the Army and taking over the drones, and doesn't like the fact that contractors are above them or are making five times on average what they are, and that they have all this anonymity, and that they can get away with murder, but then if the military punches somebody in the nose they've captured because the person tried to RPG them, they go to prison. They know the CIA and the contractors are basically trying to get rid of the Army and the Air Force and the Marines and turn them into bastard minor leagues for the big league. They know there's a private mercenary takeover. And McChrystal criticized that. And he criticized it in the Rolling Stone thing. McChrystal knew full well what was going to happen. Okay, that much we're sure of. And we got an article up on PrisonPlanet.com, Watson just did, that has all the quotes and a boil-down analysis if you want to be able to really see it for yourself. But I was going to get into McChrystal next hour, but I'm already going off into it right now. But I'll cover it more next hour, as I have promised to do. Right now, let's talk to Beverly in Missouri. Beverly, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I have a question about unemployment extensions. I heard that there'll be 1.2 million people unemployed by June 26th, and that our senator here in McCaskill says that she considers it an entitlement, and that she says this can't go on forever. I'm in my 60s, and I can't find a job. I've been unemployed for about 2 years now, and what I kept thinking of is there's 1.2 million people. Just think of 1.2 million people that are losing their homes and can't pay their bills and what that does to our economy.
Well, ma'am, number one, everything they put out is a distortion. We've had top economists on from one end of the spectrum to the other. Robini, Faber, Paul Craig Roberts, Ron Paul's an economist, not just a medical doctor. He's got a Von Mises degree. The issue is that when they tell you it's 9.8, it was 23 points a year ago. It's well over 25 now. Now, what's 25% of working Americans? Let's say there's 180 million or so people that are working age, 18 to 64, roughly. Now, you got 100 plus million people. Let's just say 100 million. Let's not say 160, 180. The statistics vary. Let's say there's 100 million working people. What's 20% of 100 million is 20 million. So there's at least 20 million people. That's a very conservative number. Let's take the government number. Let's say of 100 million, there's 9.8. Well, that's 9,800,000 people that are unemployed or underemployed. We work two, three, four jobs. This is all by design. And it isn't really an entitlement to a certain point because you have paid into it your whole life. But that money was all stolen by central banks. And so now they've got you right where they want you. I mean, they want to bankrupt you. They want to bankrupt the country. They had to first deindustrialize us. They had then to have a service economy, which was then based on China. So the globalists would control our internal economic system from abroad. And now, that's what we've been telling people for over a decade, is they were engineering a complete financial collapse. Anything else, Beverly? I mean, I'm sorry. That's why we've got to get family. We've got to get communities. We've got to stick together. And we've got to deport the illegal aliens, at least shut the borders, because they're there to drive down the wages even further. Stay there, Beverly. We'll get a comment from you on that on the other side. Then Nate, John Connor, Marty, Steve, and others.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Okay, Beverly. I mean, we know what they've done. They've deindustrialized the country. They've gotten us dependent. Their open stated goal is to destroy the industrialized society so that people are so poor they can't even afford to have families or children, then to have a social network of social services that if you are poor, they then will take your children. I mean, this is pure bondage. This is the end of the family, the end of the human cycle. the end of normal human activity. This is a scientific takeover, a corporate takeover of the human race, the destruction of what we are as a species, a destruction of the entire biosphere, a rewriting of the genetic code of every plant and animal on the planet. This is a bunch of control freaks playing God, Beverly, and I'm sorry that they want to take away your unemployment benefits.
The thing that I found was unusual is that it's on the Republican side unanimously, and now the Democrats are coming over and voting for it, too, because they say there's no funding. But then they turn around, and a senator is trying to make it so that if you're on unemployment, that you have to be drug tested. So I'm trying to figure out where are they getting all this money to do all these other programs and to set up all these other things, but they won't pay the people the money they need to pay their bills.
Well, I did see the provision where they want to drug test everyone, and notice how that works. Oh, you can stay on unemployment even though you can't get a job, and we've destroyed your industrial capacity, and we've got tens of trillions to foreign banks, but you've got to be drug tested. You've got to have a home inspection. In the future, you're not going to be able to have a single-family home dwelling. Those will be illegal. You've got to live in a government dormitory. This is just complete enslavement, and I appreciate your call. You know, most radio shows kind of follow whatever the big news is, and we only follow what the big news is, whatever the media is telling us is the most important issue, when I think it's actually important. And the McChrystal situation is somewhat important, just because even the mainstream media is admitting this could shake up the entire war. You notice they announced 2 days ago that, oh, we're not going to have a pullout date listed in 2011. We're going to go ahead and basically stay indefinitely now, just like Iraq. But the guys were just waving their arms telling me there's a press conference going on. What's the word on that? Okay, so yeah, coming up in about 35 minutes, General Stanley McChrystal tenders his resignation. That's breaking, and it's all a diversion, or it turns the war into a soap opera. I mean, it's like this thing a week ago about we found a trillion in lithium, we're all rich, and it turns out it was in 1980s geological reports by the Russians. It was in a World Bank report in 2003. This is like saying breaking news. The Tennessee Titans won the Super Bowl in this year, and the New England Patriots won it in that year. Breaking news, George Washington was the first president of the United States. Breaking news, the King of England at the time was King George III. Breaking news, World War II started when Germany invaded Poland. Breaking news, Abraham Lincoln had a beard. Breaking news, there's $1 trillion. We're going to make money. Let's say there was $1 trillion of lithium laying around that's used, of course, in microchip construction and batteries. Whatever made you think, because you paid for it as a taxpayer to send the troops over there. But see, they're kind of baptizing you in evil. The message is, oh, you're going to get some of those goodies. And I've heard good old boys say, good, I'm glad we need oil. We need them Iraqis oil. Let's go over there, take the oil. But I have a clip of a guy at a protest in Crawford, one of the pro-Bush people in my film Terror Storm, going, we go over there, we take the oil. Whatever made you think you were going to get the oil? The communist Chinese are getting the oil, dummy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.